Getting up to speed at UT's Vet College. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
Both from the standpoint of the people we train as well as the people we serve, you know, and the patients we care for. So if you don't have the equipment that's status of the art, you're behind the eight ball. This will fix it.
Dr. Joe DiPietro, the vice president for UT's Institute of Agriculture, says soon a major building project will begin to address some deficiencies with the College of Veterinary Medicine's Large Animal Teaching Hospital in Knoxville.
It really is going to impact the entire large animal hospital at UT. And so you have to keep operational and then be able to do the project. And so the engineers and the contractors will have their hands full. But it is really a full makeover of the facility. And it was very much needed. And so people have to be patient with us. We'll stay open and we'll still need to serve the people and the patients that come there. It'll be a little cumbersome from time to time, and our staff's ready to dig into it because they can see the light at the end of the tunnel.
UT's College of Veterinary Medicine first opened back in 1974 and has not had any major renovations since, except for the recent expansion and renovation of the Small Animal Teaching Hospital. And in order to continue their full accreditation status, a groundbreaking this fall is expected on the $20 million renovation of the Large Animal Teaching Hospital.
So the art of veterinary medicine there in that building is not where it needs to be. So it'll provide the right kind of surgical facilities, the right kind of safe equipment to work cattle in and to do procedures on those cows. It'll provide us the right containment facility for infectious diseases so we can work with animals that have infectious diseases safely. And be able to serve the people of Tennessee better.
Dr. DiPietro says currently the Vet College is under limited accreditation status, which provides a two-year window for the college to make acceptable progress towards fixing their deficiencies. UT's Vet College is one of only 28 in the country. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.